Hello.
74. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is Chaya with Family First Home Care. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Sorry it took so long to connect.
No, don't worry about that. How can I help you?
Okay, so I have a few questions about your program.
Sure.
My mom and dad are 73 and 74.
Oh.
My mom has diabetes and neuropathy in her feet.
Oh, wow.
And she also was newly diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been rough. And she's taking medication that, you know, makes her not feel well, makes her dizzy. So I've been having to spend more time with them, taking care of the household.
Wow.
And then my dad is 74, and he has a condition with his spinal cord where his nerves are being pinched.
Wow.
In his lower back, so his legs are numb, and he's had two strokes, so he can't get surgery now.
That's not easy. Wow, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so it's like we're getting hit with medical issues that are requiring me to be here. I live in Philadelphia. They live in the Lehigh Valley, so it's an hour and a half away.
Oh, wow.
I have an 18-month-old.
Oh,
and so,
wow, that's not easy. Do you have siblings?
I have a brother who, you know, comes on the weekends and, like, mows the lawn and things like that. But from the day-to-day kind of stuff, like cooking, doing the laundry, cleaning.
And that's what you need to do, right?
That's what I'm doing. So I was calling to see what, you know, would be involved in the process of trying to get some kind of help with that.
Sure. So are they with Medicaid?
Mom, are you and Dad with Medicaid?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So they can definitely be approved for the services, which is amazing. And so would you want to sign up to be the aide and get paid, or do you want us to find an aide for them?
I think so for now, that would be the plan. And if things got out of my ability to take care of them, then we would probably explore another option there.
Okay. We can definitely start off with that, you being the aide. And eventually, if you want us to find the aide, we could definitely help you with that.
Okay, great.
So let me get their names and date of birth, and let's get started. So first I would check their Medicaid status. So let's start with your mom. Do you have her date of birth?
Yes, her date of birth is June 13th, 1951.
Okay, hold on.
1952.
Oh, 1952, okay. 6/13/1952, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. 06/13/1952. What is her first name?
Lucinda. L-U-C-I-N-D-A.
Okay, last name?
Fry. F-R-E-Y.
Why? F as in fam. F as in Frank, right?
Yes.
Oh. F-R-E-Y?
Yes.
Is the last name and her first name is Lucinda?
Yes.
S-L-U-C-I-N-D-A?
Yes.
I don't know what's not coming up. And her date of birth, you said, is 6/13/1952?
Yep, June 13th, 1952.
Hold on. I don't know why nothing is coming up. It's so weird.
Mom? Do you have any information about you
maybe
being
her
on
Medicaid,
Medicaid
ID? Do you want to check if she has
your
her Medicaid,
Medicaid
ID?
Because you're not coming up in their system.
Or her social. I can look it up with her social as well.
Okay. What's your social? 166.
Okay.
4-4-3-0-9-4.
Okay.
So you're on Medicare.
Medicare, yes. Oh, Medicare, not Medicaid.
She thought you were automatically put on that.
Do you think she might be able to, she might be eligible for Medicaid?
What is the requirements for that?
So is she earning more than $2,900 a month?
Are you earning more than $2,900 a month? Didn't you write it down on a piece of paper?
Well, Social Security.
Well, Social Security.
How
and
much?
Would 401k.
Give me a minute.
Is it just for Social Security? That would be considered?
So, depends on how much she's earning.
And what was the figure monthly?
$2,900.
Do you know how much your Social Security is?
$1,888 a month.
Her Social Security is $1,800.
Oh, okay.
A month.
Okay, and is she earning 401k as well?
And you get a 401k?
I get two.
Yeah.
Of how much per month?
She wants to just look really quickly.
No problem. Take your time. Don't worry.
An approximate.
Okay, 500, 1,000 a month. Two of those. It's 1,000 a month.
So 2,000.
So 2,000 plus times 12.
2,000 a month, 401k.
2,000 a month for her 401k, in addition to the first figure I gave you.
Oh. Yeah, so she's not going to be eligible for Medicaid.
Okay. Do you want to look for my dad? I'm sure dad's on Medicaid.
Sure, I can definitely look for your dad. Give me your dad's date of birth.
He's 7/11/51.
Okay, and what is his first name?
Charles.
So C-H-R-L-E-S?
C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Oh, sorry, A-R, right. And last name?
Frey, F-R-E-Y.
Okay. No, not coming up either.
Okay, he should for sure be eligible because he gets Social Security, I think it's $1,000 a month.
Yeah, close to $1,000 a month.
And does he own a home?
They do own their home.
Oh, so that can also be a problem with applying. But we can try. And actually, if you're interested, we also offer private pay. So if you would want us to find an aide, we can, you know, give you an hourly rate that you pay us, and we're going to find an aide for you and make sure the aide is being paid.
Okay. Would you be able to send me that information so I can discuss it with them?
Sure. So you want the information about the private pay, right?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Do you want me to text you to this number?
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay, fine. I'll do that, and let me know if there's anything else I could do for you. And in the meantime,
okay,
I urge you to maybe find out if you can get Medicaid.
Where do I go to find that information? Is it like Medicaid.com or?
Yeah, I would reach out. Yeah, just reach out to Medicaid and see what the requirements are.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to text you and let me know. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.